On Friday, Jesse Cook Dubin ended his 4-year term as president of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. The nonprofit entity has worked to promote and develop the Western Massachusetts city's core since 1983. The corporate lawyer spoke with WAMC about the challenges and successes he faced while at the head of DPI, what his successor will need to prepare for moving forward, and more.
The organization was in good shape. The downtown area was clearly at a crossroads where the trend of Amazon and Netflix had reached critical mass, and the challenge that that was putting on businesses that sold kind of ordinary things was immense. And we knew that if we wanted to have any level of retail business whatsoever, this downtown was going to need to reinvent itself, not for the first time.
So this new reinvention, what went into it? What were the tools to make it possible?
A lot of it was finding the right people to open businesses. And so I've been in the leadership of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. for the past 6 years, four of them as the president. And the game changer for us was really the opening of Hotel on North, which for listeners who haven't been there is just a gorgeous boutique hotel in a historic building with a great restaurant and bar. And it's right in the middle of downtown in a block that definitely needed attention. And so that's been a building block that's been pretty easy to build off of. Beyond that, it's finding the right businesses for this time and this place. The businesses that have been successful here are the ones that draw people in. There's still, we don't have the density for this to be a great window shopping destination where you stroll up and down Fifth Avenue. I mean, Pittsfield is amazing, but that's not what it is. And so it's been finding businesses that offer that special service, that special product. I'm thinking about clothing stores where the owner calls you to let you know that you know, your size or something he thinks you'll like is in. The mid-century modern furniture store where the owner posts pictures of things that come in on Facebook and generates interest that way. These are the kinds of businesses that have been able to succeed in the new economy in Pittsfield.
One of the long conversations about downtown Pittsfield involves the use of paid parking in the downtown corridor. There's been a lot of conversation back and forth about this, but by and large, what are your thoughts on the implementation of the program and what impact did that have on downtown Pittsfield?
Yeah, this is a situation where we've become a victim of some of the successes that we've had as a city, because in the post-industrial wasteland that, I mean, there's no other way to put it, of what Pittsfield was like in the mid-90s. The city took out all of the parking meters, and that was the right decision at that time. But fast forward 15 years, when the city wants state investment in parking garages and other parking infrastructure, the state says, if we're going to keep doing this, you're going to have to find some way to make this system pay for itself. So that was the starting point. But over the years, and it really has been years, I've been on the parking study committee or whatever it's been called for the city for probably 8 years. And we've come to think of parking as an economic development tool, because when you have no parking meters, all the spaces on the street get filled up by people who live and work there. There are no spaces available for customers who want to run into a store for 20 minutes. And so when we look at it through that lens, paid parking does make sense. Change is hard. No parking system is perfect. It's very hard to educate an older community and a community that is heavily reliant on visitors who aren't there 365 days a year to use parking kiosk technology. So we're working out bugs. But on the whole, it's been necessary, and it's getting to the right place.
Looking at an example like the Wright Building, the historic building in downtown Pittsfield that's housed mainstays of the business community like House of India, like the now shuttered bike shop and the historic Candlepin Lanes, which also closed as the building transitioned into condos. What are your observations about the impact of that kind of development on downtown Pittsfield?
We're not yet at a point where the story is, look at all this gentrification and the bad things that can come with that. The example of the Wright Building is a building that has been marked for redevelopment for many years, and we finally found a developer who was ready, willing, and able to take it on. And we tried very hard to find homes for those businesses. I mean, that's part of what a downtown business organization does. And we were successful in the case of House of India. They have a great new space. The food has never tasted better. I admit to getting a fair amount of House of India takeout during our current situation. And in the case of the bowling alley, there just was no economic way to move it, no economic way to redevelop around it. And it really is sad. A lot of people in our city have memories. Actually, St. Joseph's High School used to use that as one of their options for PE classes. So there have been generations of high school students who have grown up candlepin bowling as part of their high school experience. But it just could not support the cost of renovating that building. On the whole, I have to say I can't wait for the Wright Building to be reopened. I'm excited about the developer. I love the other buildings that they've done. And it's going to be great to bring more market-rate housing units online.
Over your tenure working on downtown Pittsfield, I'm interested what your relationship has been like with Mayor Linda Tyer and her administration. Do you feel like she's been a good ally to the goals of downtown Pittsfield in the time that you've spent there?
First, I've been associated with Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., there have been three different mayors we don't have political parties in local government, but there are two very clear political lineages, and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc.'s relationship with all three of them has been fabulous. I think our political leaders totally get that you can't have a city Pittsfield size without a strong downtown core. And so the strength of our relationship has been built on the need for our organization and the need for support by city government. Our relationship with Linda Tyer's administration has been terrific. She faced some very difficult choices when she first came in about the city budget. Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. relies for some of its funding on the city budget, and she had to cut that by 25%. That was not popular with members of our board and our members as a whole, but we understood. And we worked to be more effective, to find other sources of funding, and to support her and the city through that process. And in the end, most of the funding came back and has enabled us to be stronger with the same amount of revenues that we had 5 years ago than we were at that point. We do more with the same amount, despite obviously everything costs more 5 years later.
Looking back over your time working with downtown Pittsfield, what stands out to you as a particular moment of triumph?
Actually, what I'm most proud of is what's happening right now. The way that Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. has been able to serve as a promoter of and a liaison to the struggling businesses. Like many small city downtowns, the businesses that we have they're like micro small businesses. They may have one or two employees who are the owners of the business, or they may have one employee. And we've done an extraordinary job of, in my opinion, of reaching out to those businesses, supporting them however we can. We had a board meeting as soon as we realized what was coming in terms of COVID-19. And one of our board members suggested, in part of a free-flowing discussion of how do we support our businesses through this, said, everybody go out and buy gift cards. And we quickly realized, well, we're not sending people out with their masks on to go door to door and buy gift cards. nor do we want our business owners to have to be open for that purpose. And so we created an online store that you and I have talked about before, and within a month had sold over $15,000 worth of gift cards to our local businesses. And that cash went immediately and directly to them, allowing them to really hold out hope for there is a future, it is coming, it will be slow, it will be different, but our community will be there for them. And that, I mean, I never intended to hand over the reins with what we're dealing with right now in terms of COVID-19, but I couldn't be happier about how our organization has responded and the role we've been able to play.
Looking at the pandemic and beyond, what are the most important things that the next leader of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. is going to need to take on in that capacity?
So he's a tremendous young, talented guy named Brandon Huldeen. He's the artistic producer of Barrington Stage Company, which is a world-class theater that's located in downtown Pittsfield. And he gets how the pieces of this fit together. And along with Julianne Boyd, who's the artistic director of Barrington Stage, the two of them have led that organization into what we see as a model for other businesses and how to deal with the pandemic. And they have come up with a modified theater season. I think they've taken out more than half the seats in their theater. They've changed their schedule. They've moved away from some of the bigger productions, Broadway-style musicals. Those have gotten pushed to next year. And I hope you'll talk to them about that, because it's really extraordinary the lengths that they have gone to, because they realize who counts on that theater. They realize that if there is no Barrington Stage season, there are no restaurants, the hotels suffer, and the ordinary people who are eking out a living on the front lines of a hospitality economy don't make it. And so the challenges that are going to confront Brandon, my successor, are, number one, what does a downtown area look like on the tail end of this pandemic? But even before that, there was a challenge of, even before the pandemic, there was a challenge of how do we continue to adapt to the age of Amazon and Netflix as a downtown area. And it's through telling the story of Pittsfield, making sure that people in our region know that Pittsfield has a vibrant downtown with world-class theater, especially in the summer, great restaurants, a beautiful boutique hotel, fun and different independent retailers, unlimited outdoor recreation opportunities in the Berkshires. And how do you tell that story with a finite amount of money and when you compete for eyeballs? And it's a struggle, but I think he's the right person to get us through it.
Jesse, is there anything about your experience at Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. that you want to get out while we're on the record?
Well, that's a... How long do you have? I'll say this. Pittsfield and the Berkshires generally I see as a model for how a community can work together to accomplish things. You look back 20 years at what downtown Pittsfield looked like, and it was a bombed-out shell. There were boarded-up stores. General Electric had just moved out of Pittsfield, taking thousands of jobs with it. And the community pulled together to battle back. And it wasn't just one nonprofit, to say the least. It wasn't just government. It wasn't just residents. It's been everybody pulling together. And an example of that is that 5 years ago when we redid our strategic plan, which we do every 5 years, religiously, and have a great track record of setting achievable goals and being able to look back at the end of the five-year plan and saying, you know, for not having a crystal ball, we sure got a lot right and we checked a lot of things off this list. And 5 years ago, we put in our strategic plan that there was no way to continue developing the downtown without an emphasis on public safety and the feeling of safety. Because Pittsfield, although it's a small city, is a city and faces the same challenges that other cities in this area face. And we persuaded our political leadership, we did a lot of advocacy, and we had a mayoral candidate who ran on that same platform of, we need to add to our police force in a sustained way every year for 5 years. And right out of the gate, $1 million was added to the police department budget, which allowed them to start really hiring officers. And so although that's not what we put in our marketing materials, come to Pittsfield, we added money for the police force, it's an incredibly important part of what goes into making a downtown welcoming and safe. In the last 5 years, that same partnership between businesses, residents, and government resulted in the completion of a decade-long project to beautify the main streets of downtown Pittsfield. So they now have nice landscaping, which is maintained by this incredible army of volunteers called Pittsfield Beautiful. Period lighting, well-marked crosswalks, places to sit. And this is over a downtown that probably stretches 2 miles. This is a long stretch of road to do that kind of development with. And to have sidewalks and bike lanes and, you know, appropriate lighting and crosswalks and street lights. And it's been a great success. And I encourage anybody who, you know, is interested in a place to go for a day or a weekend to check Pittsfield out. It's a great spot to visit.